Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston-Nordman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN, the Wisconsin On Demand app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube. We the boys.
We the boys. It's the 414 hour at 4 on KBN. He's Kyle Wallace. I'm Ben Bruss alongside Brad Nordman. We make up the Kyle Bruston-Nordman on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. Strofe, how many times do I have to tell you, if you're going to dance, put your camera on for YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee.
Kyle was dancing.
You can put yourself side by side with him.
I don't have good moves like Kyle.
Thank you. That's
the point. We want his good moves with your bad moves.
Do you think you could teach me rhythm?
Wait a minute.
I don't think you could teach rhythm.
Is rhythm teachable?
That's actually a good question.
Rhythm is not teachable.
You can't teach it?
You can acquire rhythm.
Another thing that my dad has, he was a disco dance teacher. He still dances with a cane better than I can dance as a big stiff on the dance floor.
I mean, you can try to teach people to dance, and I just think it's just, if you all think I have rhythm, I can dance, and obviously you have not seen real people that can dance, because I mean, I can hold a little, you know, a little dance to the beat, a little shake. I can
little
do a little
wiggle.
something, but you know, I'm not impressive. The bar's too low for you fellas. But thank you.
I was going to say, just take the compliment and run while you're with us. You should be glorified with dancing.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm the best dancer in GKB.
There you go. ESPN Milwaukee. Good Karma Brands Milwaukee.
Okay, Milwaukee.
Nobody knows what GKB.
Well, yeah, let's actually do ESPN Milwaukee. That's probably more.
Are you the best dancer
on ESPN Milwaukee? I gotta think about that.
Yes.
Well, who would even be close to competition?
Homer. No. No shot.
Now you're just making jokes.
Tomato.
Jen Latta.
I don't know.
Nah. Too professional. Too really journalistic. Chewy. He's a big stiff.
He's all top heavy.
Yeah, I'm not taking Gabe.
Gabe, no shot.
Josh DiMaggio with a couple suds in it. Yeah,
he can probably get down a little bit.
He can get a little boogie boogie.
Yeah.
Jason Wilde, Mark Tauscher, and Jesse Nelson.
Yeah, no shot there.
Yeah.
So am I number two behind Kyle then?
Let's say it's not even close for Kyle.
Yeah, wow. That's crazy.
Are you number two? I thought you were asking a question.
I kind of feel like whoever's number two is just the person that has more commitment to wanting to be number two. Like whoever puts it most on the dance floor, regardless of whether you have rhythm or not.
You'll see in the Breast Wedding in 2025.
If you're invited, I'm going to get there.
Oh, I'll be invited.
Am I still on the fringe list? Because you kicked me off.
You don't call me a friend outside of work.
He called you his best friend last week.
His fiance actually called me her friend today.
Yeah, and I corrected her. I said, Kyle doesn't have friends.
And then I said, she's a work friend.
Unbelievable.
You won't even call us a work friend.
No, you all are work friends. Come on now.
Come on now, you guys are the low bar.
The work adjective is almost demeaning, though.
Yeah.
I'd rather just call me a teammate.
Acquaintance.
I don't even want to be a work friend.
We're an acquaintance that works together for three hours on the air.
Exactly.
You guys only text me about work stuff, so what would that make you?
We text other silly stuff.
No, you know, I
silly
wouldn't.
Stuff.
No, side text going on
silly.
For us.
Silly Brad.
That's what friends text each other.
Brad continues to be silly, by the way, because the NBA draft is tonight, which is like, we talk about the NFL draft. We know when that's happening. Did you wake up and we're like, oh, it's the NBA draft?
No.
Yeah. Brad, you have a stupid idea. Let's hear it.
It's a brilliant idea.
Many people thought you had a stupid idea and hear Brad out.
Let's see if this
tops that stupid idea.
Okay, guys, listen. I'll even start this off like a hear Brad out. The Bucks have an opportunity tonight.
All right, guys.
The Bucks have an opportunity tonight to draft someone at pick number 23, right? A lot of options they could go with. It got me thinking, would you rather have the Bucks draft someone with a low ceiling, but would be able to contribute right away to like next year's team, right? Or draft someone with a high ceiling, but they're not ready to contribute right now. And to me, it's a no-brainer, slam dunk, no pun intended. You got to draft the guy with a high ceiling, the high potential, even if it means he doesn't contribute at all next year. Why do I say that? if the Bucks, we all agree, the Bucks have basically 1 year with this current group of characters to go out there and win a championship. The most important people, the only way they're going to win a championship this next year is if Giannis is healthy and dominant, if Dame is healthy and dominant, and if Chris Middleton and Brooke Lopez are a form of their old self. Any new contribution, even a rookie that's contributing a little bit, is not moving the needle to whether this team is going to win a championship or not. Even if it's just to provide like the seventh or eighth man in depth, they are not providing any needle moving for winning a championship next year. What the Bucks need to do is go all in on the current veterans to win a championship. And if and when that doesn't actually come to fruition, it's going to be a blow-up reset. And you need to think about Giannis phase two of his career. You need to think about getting him around other young stars so that when he's 33, 34, 35, and he doesn't necessarily have his fastball, and he can't necessarily be the greatest player in the world, you've got other young stars that he can work with in order to have Giannis phase two actually be championship worthy. And that starts tonight. Give me a high ceiling young superstar.
Is he still talking about
superstar.
This horrible idea?
No, it's a brilliant idea. Start thinking about Giannis 2.0 career. We need
start thinking about Thon Maker 2.0.
Oh, yeah. Please stop.
That was Giannis.
Brad.
That was Giannis too. He was all potential.
The
look what he turned out to
be. The window of opportunity with Giannis is what? Now. Not in 3 to 5 years. Now. So if they're going to use this draft pick, it better be someone to contribute right away, or they better use this draft pick, which is not a rich draft of talent, by the way, to get a player for the draft pick that can help right away.
How long do you suspect Giannis will be on this team for?
At least the next 4 years.
Okay. Do you think years 2 through 4, any of these guys next year between Dame and Brooke and Chris are going to be contributors on year 2 through 4?
There's a potential that Dame's going to be around. And Chris, contract, he's supposed to be. Chris.
He's going
to
be around. I'll give you the answer. Walking at half speed.
He's walking with your dad.
Yeah. He's going to have a cane soon.
Those guys will not be contributors on a championship team. You need to find the contributors and the stars for year 2 through 4. They already got it for next year.
You can't think about 2 through 4.
If you're building a roster,
you're in a championship window with one of the best players of all time.
Yeah, but if you're going to win a championship, a guy that they're going to draft as a rookie is not going to move the needle to do that anyway.
800-990-3776. Does anybody agree with Brad that the Bucks should go get somebody for the future 3-5 years from now in the draft?
And so, Brad, the problem is that you're thinking too far down, right? The issue is that the Milwaukee Bucks have failed to just draft anybody that can contribute from the first round.
I mean, that's
correct.
True.
So that's the bigger problem. That's the biggest issue. So, I mean, as a Bucks fan, a lifelong Bucks fan, hell, if you give me somebody that's just actually going to turn into somebody, a player like that, sure. But your plan is looking too far in the distance, because drafting somebody that can come in right now and contribute to the roster, that means 3 to 4 years from now, you have a contributing piece that is a dependable piece, which is something that you have struggled to do. Finally on your roster.
I
want a guy that can help us win next year, but then also help us win 5 years from now.
Some of these were leveraged to help win an NBA championship with Drew Holiday and others. Chris Livingston in the second round last year. Are we optimistic? Are we bullish there?
I'm optimistic.
Marjon Beauchamp. I'm not optimistic
all. I'm off that train. Marjon had his chance.
Jordan Wara.
Gone.
Not on the team.
Dante DiVincenzo.
Making buckets places.
And that's how you got to go back to 2018 to think of a player that is actually making buckets on a team.
That's the poor drafting that John Horst has done.
It's a depressing
making
reality.
Buckets on a team. I act like I've never played basketball. What was that sentence?
And so that's why you're sitting here asking for somebody with a high ceiling. I mean, yeah, we all want somebody with a high ceiling who can contribute. But the reality is, I want somebody who can just help us and contribute now, because the Milwaukee Bucks window for a championship, it is small. But getting somebody who can be part of the future can be helpful.
But you need another superstar next to Giannis to win a championship, right?
Yeah.
And right now it's Dame, but Dame's not going to be here forever, likely one more year. What's it going to look like after that? It's like it can't just be Giannis and a bunch of trash.
A guy contributing to the roster this year ain't going to be a bunch of trash. And then if you can get another guy this year that can make an impact, that can help you get over the hump and win a championship, that means they're going to be here for the next couple years. And as Ben just talked about, The Milwaukee Bucks love trading picks, but you got to build the foundation. And the foundation doesn't need to be a superstar right now. It needs to be pieces, contributing pieces. And then you can go and trade for a Dame Lillard. You can go and trade for a Drew Holiday, but you need to find some type of pieces who can make an
instant
impact.
They're running out of assets to use to help bolster the roster.
Running out. They ain't got no assets. They barely have any control until after like 2029.
I guess that's what's rooted in my concern is that the Bucks are leaning so much into win now at all costs, and they're not even winning now. And I'm not even sure the Bucks are thinking about the second half of Giannis's career. You still want the Bucks to be competitive and championship worthy after all these old guys leave. So I just feel like they're thinking too short term, not long term enough, when you hope to extend Giannis's window by another 5 years.
Brad, this is the equivalent of like when everyone was asking. So hang on. Maybe I talked myself into believing in Brad's thought, but the difference is when the Packers in – I have the Brian Windhorst two fingers up, by the way.
You do.
When the Packers drafted Jordan Love –
keep going.
Everyone wanted them to draft somebody that could help them right now, like a wide receiver. That turned in to Jordan Love.
Keep going.
Who is now a franchise quarterback. The difference being is they picked a position in the NFL that could – like had to make an impact or it was a miss. Now, with the Bucks, you have the Jordan Love.
You do.
You already have him.
You have him.
So,
you got to build around him.
But
you need
here.
Two.
He's got
you
a long-term
two.
Contract.
You need two.
So that's why you shouldn't do that, Brad.
You're forgetting that you need two superstars, but you have an asset in somebody named Damian Lillard. And if you don't move on from him a year too late and you move on from him a year early, which I think will be next offseason, you are able to revamp and re-up and get more picks and maybe get other assets to help continue to build around Giannis. And so the focus needs to be how can we maximize this year and then utilize a Chris Middleton because he'll have an expiring contract, I believe, after this season. He'll have one more year left. You use a Damian Lillard. Use whoever, Bobby Portis, if he has another
year left.
And
Bobby, Pat, and Brooke have already been rumored to be open as trade assets for the Bucks to use to get other players. So that's the biggest thing they can do right now. I can tell you right now, there is nothing that can happen on June 26th or 27th that will change the trajectory of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Oh, I disagree. If you draft somebody that can impact you this year, next year, oh, that's
a
big deal.
It's a horrible draft.
The last
and
rookie.
You yourself, as we went through the Bucks draft picks,
he's terrible.
Have sucked.
Yeah, the last true. Rookie to have a legitimate impact right away for the Bucks, rather, I almost said the Brewers, was Malcolm Brogdon.
Dante DiVincenzo.
Dante helped.
Dante.
He helped. He definitely helped.
A little bit, and then he got better.
Then
next
he got
year.
Hurt.
No, you have, but no, if the Bucks are able to find somebody this year, you're talking about a championship ring this year potentially, which then keeps that light on, oh, the Milwaukee Bucks are a franchise or a good organization where it's not going to be dimming your light, as a lot of people think. If the Bucks don't win a championship this year, you might be thinking, oh.
It's real interesting as we talk about a championship window. Brad wants to move a window that doesn't exist, but if you want windows that can exist and help right away, Kyle can tell you where to go.
Yeah, you go to Universal Windows Direct. That is exactly where you go.
Leave
you go
to singing to the lady.
You go, yes, you do. But you go to UWD.com. That is UWD.com if you want to get great windows, and that is with Universal Windows Direct. It is only getting hotter right now, and I want to make sure that you do not turn that AC on and you are not cooling off the outside. You are cooling off your inside, and you can do that with Universal Windows Direct. And why I love Universal Windows Direct is because of the fact that they are local here in Wisconsin for you, and they also have high-quality home improvement products with their Universal Windows, which you can get today. And what I also love about them is the fact for every two windows you buy, you get the next two free. Do not forget this. Interest-free financing for 60 months. Yes, 60 whole months. And on top of that, when you tell them Kyle Wallace sent you, you get an additional $250 off your next project. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? If you want to get a consultation on your windows, call them today for a free estimate at 414-410-2000. That's 414-410-2000. And somebody will be at your house in a matter of days getting an estimate and letting you know how you can get brand new windows. Remember, for every two windows you buy, you get the next two free. 0% financing for 60 whole months. That's 5 years. And plus $250 off your next project for the last windows you will ever need. Go to UWD.com. And like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
The defending World Series champions Texas Rangers came to town. Strofe's got his broom out. I said when you dance, put yourself on stream. Please. It's all I ask. It's really bad dancing. The people need to see it. There you go. This was on our sister station, 620 WTMJ and across the Brewers Radio Network. Lane Grindle, bottom 10 on the walk-off.
Lats looking in. The 1-1 pitch. Lined into left center field. That's going to get down. Plug the gap. Roll all the way to the wall. Andrew Monasterio flips that helmet high in the air as Adames scores from third. And the Brewers walk off the Rangers and sweep them here this afternoon at American Family Field. Your final, Brewers 6 and the Rangers 5-10.
Sweep the world champions. See you later, Texas Rangers. More Kyle Bruston-Ortman on the other side. That was courtesy of our friends at 620 WTMJ.
This is Kyle Bruston-Ortman.
Nothing has ever happened to you from a breakup.
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, no.
I don't want to talk about
you
it.
You brought it, so I had to ask.
I ain't going to put my old shorties on blast. But
why not? They're old shorties.
I've had some old shorties.
Yeah.
My parents listen to this show. I don't want my parents to know the craziness that I've dealt with that they son been a part of.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com. Reason to breathe.
Until you- we love giving back to KBN Nation. Kyle Bruston-Ortman across ESPN Wisconsin. You want, 94.5. ESPN 1430, ESPN Beaver Dam. You may be with us in Madison still, streaming or on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee. This is our last day of giveaways to Summerfest. So we're going to give away 2 4 packs. And the game today, Strofe?
NBA draft prospect or Summerfest singer?
Oh, baby. So with that, let's get, how many do you need on the line? 4?
Yeah, let's start with 4. We might end up needing more because you got to go 2 out of 3.
2 out of 3 will win you the 4-pack. 800-990-3776. 800-990-3776. Two of you will walk away with a 4-pack of Summerfest tickets. So we will line up the callers for Brewers. Or no, that was yesterday. Brewers minor league was yesterday. NBA draft prospect or a Summerfest singer. 800-990-3776. Strofe, you get them going, and I'll tell the folks about IKEA because I went over to Oak Creek, and I went to IKEA, and I bought a nice rug for the baby girl's nursery. And it's amazing because you know why? I joined that family program. Free to join, provides early access to special sales and savings throughout the store, early insight on so many different things as well, access to free workshops and events, 90-day price protection, savings on select delivery options, access to the buyback and resale program, where that goes in the as-is area, which if you are a family member, you got to go to the as-is area.
How was it when you saw it?
It's great. Just going through like a little lime squeezer. Like there's so much stuff. Like a lime squeezer is amazing.
I meant to tell you last week when you went because I couldn't make it to go for me on Wednesday when you went.
I could have looked for something for you. Yeah. Free coffee or tea in the restaurant. New signups get $20 off your next in-store purchase of $150 or more. Choose to receive those promotional emails. The QR code is set to your email within 48 hours of signing up for the Family Rewards Program. That is IKEA in Oak Creek. It has been awesome partnering with them. Hopefully you got to the grad sale for all you parents that have those seniors that are going to college, because dorms, you got to put them together somehow, and they have whatever stage of your life you are in, first home, new home, remodel for your kids, doesn't matter. It looks like we're getting close. We got Paul in Cascade, Susan in Milwaukee, Eric in Madison, Jay in Pewaukee. We got our 4. Do you know the order in which they called in Strofe? I guess it would be who's on hold the longest.
Yeah, it's going to go Paul, Susan, Jay, Eric.
So let's bring in Paul. Paul, welcome into Kyle Bruston-Ortman for the final edition of NBA prospect or Summerfest singer.
Well, it's actually the first edition of NBA prospect.
Final edition of giving away four tickets.
Yes. Yeah. All right, Paul, the rule is simple. You got to get 2 out of 3 right. You get 2 out of 3 right, you win a 4-pack of tickets to Summerfest. Are you ready to go, my friend?
I was born for this moment.
Oh, hey, wow.
I like that confidence, Paul. At a boy, we start with Drew Pember.
Drew Pember. Do you want us to go first?
NBA then
Paul?
Prospect.
Okay, Paul's going first.
Wait, go ahead, Paul. Do your thing.
Yeah, I like his
Kyle.
NBA prospect with my boy.
Brad? Yeah,
solidarity. NBA prospect.
Yeah, fade the crowd. I'm going Summerfest singer.
Bad fade. Well done by Paul. That is correct. He is an NBA prospect named ranked number 100 by ESPN.
Yeah,
wow.
That's why. Where is he?
He is from UNC Asheville.
Asheville.
Cool city.
I agree with that.
I hear good things about Asheville.
It's a good city.
Mm. Paul, number two, and if you get it right, you're going to Summerfest. Kellen Quinn, Paul.
Summerfest artist.
Yeah, I think he's spot on here. I think he's spot. My gut said that.
Yeah, Kellen sounds artistic.
Man, I love
Kellen Quinn. There ain't no NBA player named Kellen Quinn.
Might be a shooter. I like him. I like Chris. His name's Chris, right?
It's Paul.
Paul.
Paul and Cascade
Paul
is going
Chris,
to Summerfest.
Paul,
just
man,
like that.
2-0.
Paul,
two
and Paul you're Paul. Going to Summerfest.
Paul was a beast, boy.
Well, you know, I wake up and I pee excellent. So.
I see.
Paul, as hot as Matt LaFleur wants it?
Paul, hang on the line for me. I'll get your info in a second. We go now to Susan in Milwaukee. Susan, really good performance by Paul to lead off there. How you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good.
Good. Not as confident, but she's alive and ready to play.
Susan about to ref for Milwaukee. I like it.
All right, Susan, here we go. Name number one is Chase Lawrence. Chase Lawrence, Susan, is that a Summerfest singer or an NBA prospect?
I guess I'm going to go with NBA prospect.
Brad
this one
Kyle,
feels
Ben.
Tougher.
Yeah, this one is tough. This one gave me pause.
Yeah.
I want to say an artist.
I'm going to say an artist as well.
I'm going to go with NBA
Chase
prospect.
Lawrence.
Chase Lawrence is the lead singer of band Coin.
That's okay. No, you got to
end. Okay. Yeah, you got
you
it.
Okay?
Still
you
okay?
You got to get the next two. You got to get two
Susan,
regardless.
You got to go 2-for-2 now. You got to go 2-for-2.
J&P Walkie, hold on tight.
Brian Kelly, Susan. Brian Kelly.
Oh, that's a coach.
That is a coach.
Brian Kelly. I'll go for NBA player again.
I like NBA player.
I like
here.
Summerfest here.
Yeah, I like Summerfest too.
Give me the player.
Susan, we appreciate you trying. Brian Kelly, July 4th at the U.S. Cellular.
Thanks for the try, Susan.
I feel bad. She seems sweet.
I know, but sweet doesn't win tickets.
We go west to Pewaukee. Jay in Pewaukee, your time to shine. Jay, how we feeling?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Good, Jay. Good. A little better energy. Let's see what you do here.
All right, Jay, name one for you is Dylan Marlowe. Dylan Marlowe, Jay, is that an NBA prospect or a Summerfest singer?
Summerfest.
I got NBA.
Yeah, I got NBA too.
I knew a Dean Marlowe that I played football with. Sounds like an athlete to me.
Good thing Jay's the contestant and
hey,
you guys
hey.
Are. Dylan okay. Marlowe, 4:15, July 4th at the U.S. Cellular
Go
stage.
Go ahead.
Eric Gaines, Jay, for your four tickets to Summerfest. Is Eric Gaines an NBA prospect or a Summerfest singer?
NBA.
I'm like 80% sure NBA.
He's a hooper.
Yeah. Gaines.
Go ahead, give him them tickets.
Give them Gaines.
I think it's fair to say Jay and Pewaukee just gained four
hey!
Tickets to Summerfest.
Congratulations,
Jay. A point guard from the University of Alabama, Birmingham. Jay, hang on the line for me. I'll grab your info in a moment. Congrats to Paul and Cascade. Jay and Pewaukee each getting a four-pack of tickets to Summerfest.
I'm not going
to
lie. I had him at a Power 5 school that I've heard of, and then when you said he was at University of Alabama, I was like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. He goes, Alabama.
I've got some good ones we didn't use. You guys want to play a quick
round? Yeah. We got a little bit of time. Her?
Matt Quinn.
I hate how you say that.
Singer.
Matt Quinn. There was a, what was the other one? The Dylan Quinn? I'm going to go with the, there was a Quinn earlier in the game, too.
No, there wasn't.
Matt Quinn.
I don't think there was a Quinn.
Matt could be Singer.
Summerfest.
Singer. Summerfest.
I didn't like how easy that was for you guys. That's the lead guitarist of Mount Joy.
Ain't no Matt Quinn playing NBA basketball.
They can coach. Quinn Snyder.
This one's fun because there was two NBA players with this name.
Oh.
Jalen Williams.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
OKC and...
I don't know where the other one is now. There was two on OKC a few years ago.
Jalen Williams.
It'd be too easy for NBA. Give me Singer.
Give me the trifecta of NBA players.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Ben on the trifecta. Another one in the NBA.
Jalen Williams, a power forward out of Auburn.
Hey!
Yeah.
If the name is working in the NBA, why would you fade it?
Yeah.
It's true.
You want more Quinn, Brad? You got more Quinn.
Give me another
Quinn?
Quinn Ellis. Quinn Ellis.
That is tough. I'm going to go Summerfest.
Yeah, I could see like the Quinn Ellis band.
I want to fade y'all and do a shooter, but I'm going to go with Summerfest. That's what went to my gut.
Are we crushing you right now?
Good name.
No, Quinn Ellis is a point guard out of Britain.
Oh, Britain.
Like, Quinn. You should have said Quinn Ellis.
Quinn Ellis.
Well, that would have given it away.
No, you said Quinn Ellis. Maybe it's a British singer that came to Summerfest.
Last one for you fellas. Ashland Craft.
Oh, that sounds like a little hooper.
That sounds like a hooper for
little
sure.
Hooper,
which is why I want to go Summerfest. Summerfest.
I'm going to go hooper.
Little point guard.
Ashland Craft. She will be playing the U.S. Cellular Stage 415 on July 6th.
They could be a hooper.
She
could be a hooper
clever.
Too.
Very
she might
clever.
In past life.
Is that the first female artist that you used?
That is the first female artist I used because
good.
The names have been a dead giveaway usually.
Yeah.
But Ashland felt like that sounds like a basketball player to me.
Yeah, so especially with these kids now.
Oh,
these Gen
I'm
Z
sad
names.
We're done with this
I
game.
Know.
This has been a really fun
I've
game.
I've had so much
really
fun putting this game together the last few days.
Well, Paul and Cascade and Jay and Pewaukee, congratulations on your 4-pack. Stay on the line. Stroh will get your info. And Kyle Brustendorf will be right back. One more segment before we get to our guy Homer for the Homer Hour.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
And make sure everyone's tuning in when we do this, because y'all's faces are going to be like,
it better be sweet.
If you think I'm going to act like that for oatmeal, you're outside your damn
You've
mind.
Never had Brad Nortman's oatmeal.
It's not
yeah,
Quaker,
but I've
also is
had
it?
Chocolate chip
no,
pancakes
no,
with butter
organic.
And syrup that made me go, oh, baby, oatmeal ain't going to do that.
You'll be surprised. I'm going to do a variety.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
Just some life advice happening in the break during Kyle Brustin-Ortman. Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman, and joining us now is Homer.
Present.
Little flip-flop. He'll be broadcasting live at the street market, the night market, outside Wisconsin Avenue for the Homer Hour from 5 to 6. Homer?
Yes.
Did you happen to listen to anything that we did with Greg Gard?
I listened a little bit with it, and the salt where he talked about how things have changed and everything. Yeah,
Would you ever want to be a college coach?
Sure.
Come on, now.
They make a ton of money. I'll take his job today.
Well, that seems
stressful. I don't
stressful.
Feel yeah, bad for any of those coaches.
Gotta be
Come
the
on.
Worst major college sport to be a coach
well,
of.
Well, and making millions of dollars.
But Homer, you've grown accustomed to things being a certain way, and then all of a
then
sudden you have
changes.
this tidal
like
wave of change.
Yeah, tell me what you'd feel if you used to be making millions, and then they say you're going to make 10% of that, $200,000. Then you'd see some changes. Come on. Yes, it's different. They can handle it. You got players. You need to have Jay Billis on. Their college sports make $16 billion a year.
Well, should I sue for, like, reparations?
Are you part of that? You should.
No, it goes back to 2016.
But two Final Four teams missed out on that.
The one thing he talked about is it's all about the college and the NCAA trying to get the government to bail them out so that it just can't go further and further. There's no reason it should start in 2016. You should get money.
I agree.
Tony Smith should get money.
I should get money.
The punter should get money.
Sure should.
Oh, Whitewater football team brought revenue. It's called bodies. 100 kids paying tuition.
No, the punter should get some money, definitely.
That's right.
Seriously, yeah.
How do you think it all ends? Like with NIL and all that?
They're going to be. He mentioned it. I think what's being talked about is 22% for the players
in share.
What
in revenue share?
Yeah, yeah.
A pot of 22. So 22%
goes to the players. Now the players can say why 22?
22% of what number?
The revenue that the I don't know either the
team?
Schools have or the team creates. Whatever. I'm not sure.
Does that?
But it's going to be a percent.
That's a lot of money.
A lot of money.
That's a
what
lot
do you
of
mean?
Money.
There are guys making millions now.
I know, yeah, but I on mean, top of the NIL getting a rev share.
No, but the NIL ends.
I'll take any of it. Collectives, NIL, that all goes away.
Right. The only reason they have that now is the schools have not been able to provide the money. Because that's a violation of the current NCAA rules.
I don't know.
Well, the NCAA has this suit where they're having to come up with $2.4 billion, which schools are going to have to ante up for. But as part of that, they're going to be able to pay their players.
So then basically, like Wisconsin or Marquette would get, of the 22%, that means you guys get $10 million. No, and you can distribute it to
whatever
you guys want that to be for
you. There's a certain percentage. Now, they may argue that, go, well, why is it limited to 22%? Why shouldn't players get 50%? Why shouldn't words? So they have to figure out some way to end it, and I'm sure somebody will sue then. But they're pros. Come on.
And then in the same way that like a pro team decides, well, you get then $5 million and you get half a million.
Well, it's just like
stop saying these numbers.
Like, Jay Billis
Ben
said,
Bruss, you would get $2 million.
At Wisconsin, they have like how many employees? All right, they've figured out what to pay them. Yeah. They'll do the same with the sports teams.
Football in 2023 or maybe 2022, football brought in about $101 million and spent around $59 million.
Yeah, the premise of the stuff I've heard is that
the revenue
that football is like it's going to be like $20 million a year.
I guess my question would be if they're spending or if they're making 100, spending 60, and they net 40, is the 22% off the net profit?
I don't know the explanation of that. All I know is that they're looking at a percentage going to the players, a share. So you won't have NIL. And I would assume that everybody will know it's a public school.
Well, that's a good thing because it takes a lot of the money out of recruiting then, right? Because you basically join a team to join their salary cap, to join their payroll, but not necessarily get all these signing bonuses along the way.
Well, they're trying to, and then you can create contracts where in order to get the money, you have to stay there 3 years or something like that.
Oh,
but
it's
all about the new president of the NCAA is a politician. He was something. They want him to go to Congress
sitting
and
on the
figure
pile
out
of cash
they can create
Joker
laws,
antitrust
exemption or whatever, so that there's a limit to how much they have to get out. Otherwise, then the premise is going to be, it doesn't appear to this point that fans care. They just want to watch their team play.
Yeah, we don't care anymore. You got to change with the times. Greg Gard told us, the times are changing. You can't sit back and watch.
Yeah, one thing ain't changing. He ain't getting less.
That's true. Over 9.5 wins for the Green Bay Packers.
Easy money.
I like
have
that.
Have you put it down at Pottawatomie Sportsbook?
Yes, I have. But it was like -150 or something.
It's down to -139.
I'll get some more.
What does that mean?
So is that
better?
You
have to give 130 to win 100.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's more likely based on that over-under number that they're going to hit the over.
Yeah.
And if you want to bet the under, you're going to get a little bit more value.
Like if you'd have bet on me and my score in the ACT over 30, you'd have had to pay 1,000 to win 100 because it was a lock.
Homer, what did you get on ACT?
I didn't take the ACT. I took the SAT.
Well, regardless, he's got three
I took
siblings
it twice
because
I wanted to get a perfect score on the math.
Oh, well,
I didn't.
Smart.
I got like less, and then my reading score, it was so pathetic.
I don't know.
Because I never read anything. Oh,
so
yeah, I was in the 500s. I was in the 500s. It was terrible. I'd never forget the question. They would say, this word is to this word, like this word is to a fourth word. I didn't know what the first two words were. Like, how am I going to know what the third one is?
You know what I always struggle with?
I had the biggest gap between reading and math in my class.
And the reading's the easiest one.
The math is impossible.
Yeah.
These word questions were impossible for me.
Homer, what was your SAT score?
Math was 740 and English was 560.
So we're ACTers, I think, in the Midwest.
Well, I've got a calculator in front of me.
Yeah.
It's about a 12.
Yeah, 1,200. Yeah. Uh-huh.
No. I'm talking 12 period. No? So 1,200 overall you got?
Yeah. The 1,600 is perfect on the SAT. Correct. 800.
So you got about 12, which is about a 25 on the ACT.
Yeah. 25,
know.
Yeah.
That was overall, but in math he was probably much higher because his reading was probably
what's
a 20.
Perfect. What's perfect in the
36.
36.
All right, so it was math 18, and then so there's no like way I would have been higher than that. But either way, it doesn't matter. I didn't. I should have read.
Yeah, you should have read. Now you read all the
RBIs were never a part of the questions. RBIs, ERA. Come on, just got any sports questions?
Like when they said, the car is traveling at 60 miles per hour.
Piece of cake.
No, like how do you take words and then put it into a math problem? I couldn't do it.
It makes my head hurt hearing it.
Right? How long will it take to catch up if the other car is traveling at 70 miles.
Here's how bad I was, not to disagree. No, that's just the skills you have. So one of the words I remember was zealous.
And I thought it was a mistake, and they meant to say jealous. I didn't even know the word existed.
That's hilarious.
That is just pathetic.
That's crazy that you remember that. That's like 50 years ago.
I remember all the mistakes of my life. I don't know other people. Everyone.
That's a bummer.
I mean, I got straight A's almost everything, with a few exceptions, and a spelling bee in second grade. Mortgage. M-O-R-G-A-G-E. And they go, wrong. I go,
okay.
Mortgage. M-O-R-G. There's a T. I quit.
Sound it out is baloney, by the way.
No, I said it doesn't make any sense.
Sounding it out does not work.
I got to learn all these words, like what they are, even though they don't sound that way. Forget it. I quit.
Like math, you're never saying, like it's cut and dry. It's right. this, you get
right.
the answer.
Right, it's just
mortgage
a game.
Sounds like how you spelled it, which is right. not correct. Homer joining us on Kyle, Bruston, Dortmund before the Homer Hour. Homer, do you subscribe to Brad's stupid idea of the Bucks drafting a player that is more for the future than the now?
I mean, that's what the draft is.
I know, but he's saying if you can get a guy that is more likely to help you versus...
I always want a guy who would help you now because that means he's better than the guy. Why do I want to wait 3 years? If a guy's good now...
They can't
the guy that I'm amazed at, and I just don't think he's going to be very good, is the 7-footer out of UConn. There are no big players in college anymore, and so I just think the guys that I think do better in college are guys like Oso that can run the floor and have other skills.
You mean they do better in the NBA?
Yes,
translates
better
in the NBA.
Yeah,
because
you can
more athletic.
You can guard a four, you can five. I think the team that picks Oso is going to be so happy.
You think Oso's that good, huh?
Yes, they do.
So do you think Marquette
he's
didn't
the
maximize
new,
him?
He's the new Sam Hauser. When Sam Hauser was available, everybody said the guy can only shoot. Now, hold on. I'm not saying he's going to be as good as Sam Hauser. Because Sam Hauser can't play, can't guard anybody. I said,
Doodle. He specializes
Doodle,
in one thing and does it really,
he can make
really
threes,
well.
But he'll figure it
what
out.
What does Oso specialize in?
That's what I was going to ask.
He can run the floor. He can defend multiple
positions.
Can he
rebound?
And, okay, but the key is, on any offense, you can give the ball to Oso and keep the offense going. He can dribble the ball and go to the floor, just like Marquette's offense. Whenever they couldn't score or things were messed up, just get it to Oso. He can pass and distribute the ball and help your offense. He's not a first-team guy.
I'm buying he's got a chance, but I'm not buying as bullish as you are on him.
Well, how good is Hauser?
Yeah,
he's a reserve guy.
But
that's what Oso
specializes in one thing. Like, Oso, you're saying you can do – you can find a million guys that can do a lot.
No,
things.
They can't. They don't have the skills to assist an offense the way he can.
Are the Brewers closer to a World Series than the Bucks an NBA championship? 15 games above 500,
no,
not necessarily
no.
this year.
The great teams in baseball, they can't play with the Phillies. They can't play with
the Dodgers.
They're doing a great job.
Phillies, Yankees, Dodgers, Orioles, they're not close to them from an overall standpoint, but
Correct. They're
doing awesome with what they have.
Yeah, it's the only team I can remember where they had players that nobody knew. Who got hurt and they replaced them with other players nobody knew, and
they're still good.
How do you do that?
Especially with
it is remarkable.
Their arms, they don't even have arms.
Yeah, that's the issue.
They're on Dallas Keuchel.
Again, what they have is an incredible farm system based on Stearns and Arnold who took over. They're unbelievably good at producing players and winning.
Did Keuchel pitch today?
He did, yes.
They traded for him and said, okay, buddy, get right up on in there. If you're not playing all year, that's how desperate you are.
If Sandy Koufax could still pitch, he'd be pitching.
Yeah. right? They'll throw anybody out there.
They're open to try anything. That's what I like.
Homer, they might toss you out there.
No, I can't throw anymore. And I wasn't very good when I did, but no.
They're that desperate.
Well, no, they're looking
at Dallas Keuchel.
Yes, and I think he might get one more chance, but they just don't arbitrarily pick people. There's something they saw in the stats or whatever that they think the guy can still pitch. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, he's the new Jamie Moyer. His fastball is at 26 miles an hour, but he was Cy Young a few years. They don't just arbitrarily pick people. They pick people because of whatever. The numbers they see, and it's phenomenal what they've done.
Well, Homer, you're the best. We'll be listening to you.
I am the best. That's the best comment you've made.
Homer's the best, and that's it for
this
segment.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Is it fair to have a new opinion on somebody based on them wanting a prenup?
Oh, my God. And we'll be back with more Kyle Bruston-Nortman on the other side.
You're listening to Kyle Bruston-Nortman, KBN.
Ben, I've been a fan of you since Scalzo and Bruss is on the air. You kind of are like a Pat McAfee for the ESPN Milwaukee. You kind of revolutionized this this channel and stuff.
Leo, I'm here for you, and I appreciate everything you say. We love you listening. And you can call in every day and say that. I won't get old.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
You guys know Bank 5-9 and their mission of making lives better? And they're making lives better for not only their community, because they're so generous, they're so charitable, and volunteerism. Their customers, that's right, if you're a Bank 5-9 customer, they're making your life better every day with safety, security, and great rates in multiple different ways. But also their employees. Listen to this. Their employees, Bank 5-9 has been honored again by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel as a top workplace. That means 15 years in a row. They were named the number one mid-size employer in the region and named special recognition for the company's overall direction. Translation, healthy employees equal healthy company. Healthy companies give you the healthy, happy customers, and you could be one of those customers at Bank 5-9. They're making everybody's life better. That's their motto. Bank 5-9, make lives better. So keep your head on a swivel and see where Bank 5-9 is making all of our lives better in southeastern Wisconsin. Visit bank59.com to figure out all the ways they can make your life better. Member FDIC.
Dr. Duke and the tomatoes and the vegetables playing for Homer, who just joined
us.
Turn
it off. Homer's a hater. Turn it off.
Why is Homer a hater?
Turn it off. I don't like Homer.
Wow, they shut that music down pretty quick.
Why are you listening to Kyle?
Because he respects his teammate. He respects the co-host of this show.
Yeah, but you didn't ask nicely.
Yeah!
Dr. Duke.
This is so Homer, that music.
It's so
Homer.
Like, if there's anything that matches somebody so perfectly, it's Dr. Duke and Homer.
Spot on.
Kyle Brust and Nortman with you till the Homer Hour. Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman. Strophy running the show. I give him a good performance today, considering Mr. Relevant was on YouTube today.
Yeah, he did do well. He did do well.
The Becoming Relevant segment really had legs between J-Lo and... What else did we talk about?
We talked about AI. Legs. Al Michaels AI.
Oh, and AI. That AI. Was a great
We talked about the best type of home run.
Yeah.
That one was kind of dumb. Grand slam or inside the park.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think it was dumb.
I mean, it was relevant, because today the Brewers did both.
It was relevant, but not that fun.
Wow.
Well, I do want to give a thank you to Homer. Thank you to Greg Gard. If you missed our Greg Gard interview, go to WisconsinOnDemand.com. Is it in the interviews tab, Strophy?
Sure is.
Is that our best one yet?
That's best Greg Gard interview of any.
Jerry Rice, Brandon Jennings.
No, I mean, we're already trending on Twitter based off our interview. Make sure y'all credit us. If y'all going to retweet anything from KBN, you better tag ESPN Kyle W. You better tag at Brad Nortmanisms, and you better tag Ben Bruss.
Is at it? Ben Bruss.
At
or
Ben Bruss.
KBN ESPN, which is our
And Alex Strom.
Tag all five of us.
Tag us all, because he...
And
I mean,
ESPN BD and ESPN Milwaukee and ESPN Madison.
No, for real. He dropped some real nuggets, because we got to ask him questions. Like, we didn't fluff it. It was some real questions that we asked that I feel like was burning questions that fans want to know about, whether it's NIL or whether it's the players who are transferring, how much Ben Brust is worth and now in NIL, like him answering all those questions. It was good. It was really good.
I'm glad that you're complimenting yourself and our show.
Wisconsin on Demand. It was that good. Yeah. For real. I thought
watch back on YouTube.
When you
as
heard
well.
That number that Greg Gard said.
I don't want to talk about it.
But I want to talk about it.
Okay. He said the median of my value heading into the senior year would have been around 300 in median.
What's your overwhelming emotion? Is it like pride? Like, man, I was that good. Or like disappointment, like, man, I just missed out.
Ooh.
What's your overwhelming emotion
and
when you heard that?
The pendulum of weight, I would say.
Is it more like joy, like
40%
value?
Joy of value, maybe down to 30 as I continue to talk about it, and 70%, damn, I missed out on some money.
It's a very fair emotion.
Now, what I will say is 21 to 22-year-old Ben, I don't know if I would have trusted myself with that money. Knowing what I know now...
What would you have spent it on?
Like, I probably would have went to the casino.
Oh, you were doing that at 20... Oh, you did
yeah,
say
Yeah, I was 21
were.
Years old. Me and Jared Aberderis, former Badger wide receiver.
My guy.
We used to go to...
Oh, that's your guy,
We used
huh?
to go to the cool. casino and play cool. two-hand blackjack together.
Cool.
That's kind of fun, though.
Yeah, but like with our $1,000 stipend that we had.
Maybe. Oh, wait a minute. Are you all allowed to use the stipend for that?
I can use the stipend forever.
Yeah, it's whatever you want to do
stipend.
With it.
Stipend.
Okay, just making
sure. Maybe it's a blessing, because it would have started maybe a tidal wave of bad habits for life.
I still have bad habits for life. But I know now, though, in terms of like investing and like, gosh, if I could take myself now and put it in 21-year-old Ben's body, I'd do great with that. So maybe it's a blessing. Maybe I'm supposed to be where I'm supposed to be.
There's so few college athletes.
I'm
going
to say that to myself for the rest of the day, and I'm not going to believe it.
Not me. I'm telling you this now. I want the money. Give me the money. Show me the money. Jerry Maguire style. That's what I want.
Guys, you're going to have to do this last minute.
You're stunned. Brad, what about you? I mean, what would you have done with that money had you? Because you were
He said he would have bought some Pella windows.
I would have bought Pella windows.
For real, what would you have gotten?
Honestly, I probably would have tried to, I would like to think I would have been had like the maturity to invest a lot of it. I would have invested some of it, but I would have spent
wrong
it
answer.
Too.
Wrong
I
would have
spent
You would have bought Lexi a car. You would have bought Lexi a car.
I would have joined the Princeton Club is what I would have done. New Berlin has an awesome Princeton Club, a pool, a bar, adult night Thursdays, free childcare with your membership, open 24/7, the cleanest health clubs in Wisconsin. And not to mention, you just got to have the courage to go in there, get a tour, you're going to join, and you'll have that community and that atmosphere making you better every single day. So find your better tomorrow at the Princeton Club in New Berlin. It's been fun with all you. It's been Kyle Bruston-Nortman. It's time now for our guy from 5 to 6, Homer, in 2 minutes. Don't go anywhere.